Sydney is one of the most linguistically diverse cities in the world. People speaking a language other than English at home outnumber English speakers in one in every five Sydney suburbs. Of the languages other than English spoken in Sydney, Arabic tops the list, with Mandarin and Cantonese coming in a close second. Alex DiPrinzio, the education officer of the New South Wales Federation of Community Language Schools, says that the number of people learning a language other than English is increasing.
So we've got like 27% of people in 1996 spoke a community language, and the most recent results show that it's from 27%, it's gone up to 38% in 2011.
Mr. DiPrinzio says that the newer generations of Australians are making an effort to learn the language of their parents or grandparents.
We'll find that the older languages communities, the numbers do dwindle. However, it'll take a generation or two for them then to pick up. So you'll be seeing that the older communities, for example, you might even say like the Italian one, the one that I belong to, you'll have some parents who, we didn't want to really learn Italian. However, as they mature, they'll go along and they'll say, we'll teach our kids. So they'll skip a generation or two. And it's an interesting phenomenon. So it does happen. There's a lot of value there that they actually recognize.
Why would people suddenly decide that because my grandfather spoke Italian, that I should also speak Italian? Why is that important?
But I think it's got something to do with identity. You'll find that children, they're often pushed into doing a language. And eventually, even if they're not pushed into it, or they don't study the language of their heritage, it's something that comes around, it rears its ugly head later on in life. Something tells them, look, who are you? Where do you come from? What is your surname? How come you're not part of this other culture that's in your family history? So the kids, or let's say even the young adults, generally it happens a bit later on in life, as you said, they will find this question sort of looms and they will sort of chase it. Then you've got those people who say, I'm going to go back to my roots. I've got a year off. I've got a gap year. I'm going back to where my parents or my grandparents came from for a holiday, so I'll go off to uni or I'll go off to TAFE and I'll study the language. So you've got a range of reasons, you might say.
Does being raised bilingual, does that impair early language development in any way?
Generally, no. In fact, I can give you some anecdotes of friends, loads and loads and loads of friends whose children will be speaking three languages by the time they're 8, 9, depending on their background. So I've got a friend, for example, whose kids benefited greatly by learning four languages. Although that's in a usual setting where the children don't have any impairment, you might say. So it is very, very much a benefit to them, because what you'll find is that the kids will, as they're growing up, they can switch from one language to another quite easily. There's this myth that it will impede, it will create confusion. How can they learn another language when they haven't learned their first one? Well, they don't even think about it. Children will automatically communicate in the right setting. It's this ability that the human brain has. So it actually enhances cognitive development, if anything.
Rosa Loria is the director of the Sydney Multicultural Community Services. She explains why it is so important for so many people living in Australia to have an understanding and fluency of their parents' language. When it comes to languages, why is multiculturalism so important? Wouldn't it be easier if everyone just spoke English?
Well, everybody speaks English, but you cannot divorce from your culture and your language if you're born in another country. So to me, it's very important to keep that, your background alive as well. It makes you a citizen of the world as well. That's my opinion. My kid speaks 3-4 languages each, and they're born here, and they've been working in Europe, which is, it's been very easy for them.
Yeah, I myself am also a second-generation immigrant, but some of my relatives are sort of horrified at the fact that I haven't learned any other language other than English. But why do some other people consider it important to pass on their language to their kids?
Their culture is very important. Understand the way, the parents understand their culture, the way they operate and from where they're coming from. It's very, very important. Unless your kids understand that culture, it will produce a crush between the generation, which has happened in the past anyway, the time of assimilation.